Good morning, everyone. We continue with our study of Rav Volbi's world of Yedidus, the world of friendship, where a series of lectures that he gave to a very eclectic audience of Jews in between 67 and 73. Today, Rav Volbi is going to start a new topic, and it's a topic of Eretz Yisrael and Zionism. And I think it's an important topic because we can't have a discussion about Yiddishkeit without understanding the role of Eretz Yisrael within it. Rav Volbi begins the topic by understanding that Torah is Ruchnias, and life is Ruchnias. The essence goes without saying that life, by definition, isn't about physical, momentary experiences. Life is a life of Ruchnias. Life is a life of spirituality. There's no sense of just trying to connect to a materialism, because materialism is today, here, and tomorrow gone. Olam Haba isn't the Chiddush. Olam Haba is where we wind up staying for the rest of our lives, the entirety of eternity. Olam Hazeh is somewhat limited. So therefore, the understanding, the nuance that exists within this world, namely, that which already existed forevermore, the spirit, and containing it into spiritual, into physical containers, that's the Chiddush, and that's ridiculously remarkable to think about. That God has created this Ein Sof, this Neshama, this idea that has it's boundless, and he sticks it for a set period of time into something contained and something materially. That's something fascinating. And Rav Volbi begins his conversation with that understanding because he says that idea, the idea of containing the spirit, which is boundless, into a boundary, which is this world, brings us to the understanding of the role of Eretz Yisrael in this world. It's not about a homeland in the mindset and theory of Rav Volbi. It's about Kedusha. It's about holiness. When we find the Torah, when Rashi begins his entire commentary in the Torah, he begins by telling us and quoting a very famous comment. The Torah tells us, in the name of Rav Yitzchak, that the Torah should have started with HaChodesh HaZalachem, the first of the mitzvos. So why do we have all the stories of Bereishis? And so the Medrash answers, and Rashi cites it, Koach Ma'asav Yigidli Amo Lasis Lem Nachlas Goyim. God's telling us the strength of our nation, that if the nations want to tell us we're thieves, because we took over the land of the Shiva Goyim, something that the Goyim have been telling us for many, many years, even in modern times in the year 2020. We have the ability to say, I don't think you understand, Melech Kol Haaretz Kvodo, God owns this world, and he created it, and he gave it to whomever he wanted. And so when he gave the land of Israel, he gave it to you and to me, to the Bnei Israel. So we see that the intention of the Torah from the very first Pasuk, according to Rashi at the very least, is the understanding that the world was created so that we would get Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban goes one step further. He says, when we talk about Parshas Bereishis, we don't understand too much about Parshas Bereishis. It's all Kabbalah about how the world was created. The sin of Adam HaRishon, the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFlaga, the people of stone. The only thing we understand from the entire storyline is that when people sin, they get kicked out of their place. So it teaches us an important lesson. If we work hard, we stay where we're supposed to. If not, then all of a sudden, we don't get to stay where we want to. Ramban ends by telling us that human beings, Jewish people, were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, and so he put us among the rest of the nations of the world. Why? Because the nations that live in Eretz Yisrael, in the center of holiness, if they engage in activities that are the opposite of holiness, the land spits them out. Moshe Rabbeinu himself also doesn't get to go into Eretz Yisrael. Somehow, some way, even with all of his tefillos, he's not able to get Eretz Yisrael. And God doesn't hide the fact that he gives Eretz Yisrael for us for one purpose. When he gave Avram Avinu the mitzvah of Bris Mila, he says to them, I'm going to keep my covenant. I am creating this covenant for you and for your children that I should be God, and then I'll give you the land. That the point of Eretz Yisrael is for us to understand we have a bond with Hashem, which is in a broader sense and understanding that God wants us to understand that everything we do, everything we live, everything we are, everywhere we find ourselves, it's all to be L'shem Shamayim. And that's the purpose of this world, to turn around and understand that when we plant and sow and plow and weed, when we do our accounting, when we do our legal discussions, when we write laws, when we vote, when we do, when we live, when we think, when we therapize, whatever it is that we do L'shem Shamayim. And that's the reason why, says Ramban, we have mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, the mitzvos that exist within the land. The understanding that we have the land is an opportunity for us to build our bond with Hashem as a nation. And within every activity of Olam Hazeh, it's an expression of that soul that's locked down into the container that is the body. Express the holiness, take the opportunity. And here is where he differs with the understanding of the secular Zionist community. He says, the difference between me and the Zionist community is that the religious community understood that Zionism isn't about nationalism. Zionism is about creating a bond with Hashem. And he tells a story about a certain individual he heard from the Black Panther movement on the radio. And he asked the person, what made you into a Black Panther? And the person said, well, quite honestly, I was somebody who was born in Morocco and I grew up in a traditional home. But when I came with the Aliyah, I was told that you don't have to keep mitzvos. But I wasn't given something else to do. And so I was taken away from mitzvos, and I had nothing else to work towards. Instead, all I heard was about the negativity in the establishment. So that brought me to the Black Panthers, which was also all about the negativity. And maybe we have the opportunity to look at the world differently. Maybe we don't need to just see what we don't have in the world. Maybe Eretz Yisrael is an opportunity and a guidepost, even for those of us in the Gola, to have an opportunity to think differently. In modern times, not in 67 or 73, many of us walk around talking about what's wrong with society. Not too many, and we call ourselves progressive. Not enough of us turn around and ask us what do we believe in and how we're bringing Kedusha into the world. If we turn around and make that our focus, then we can turn every day into a great day. Have a terrific, wonderful, amazing day.